Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baskin, she is Mary Kay Cabot of the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. We read her every day. And right now, she's on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Hi, Mary Kay.
We are good. No reason for you to go to Detroit for the draft, right? You'd rather be here, wouldn't you? I'm just curious.
Yeah, there is no reason whatsoever for me to go to Detroit. Now, sometimes when the Browns have the, you know, the number one overall pick or a high first round pick, there would be reason to go to maybe New York or something like that. But in this case, all of the business will be conducted right there in Berea.
What business is going to be conducted on Thursday in Berea?
You know, the only real thing I think that will happen on Thursday night is the Browns really monitoring that first round to see what is going to be available to them later. And then also, you work the phones. You continue to work the phones and see about trades. So those are the kinds of things that Andrew Berry and his staff will be doing on Thursday. And we won't even be out. You know, the reporters won't even be out in Berea Thursday night. We won't get out there until Friday evening, when the second and third rounds will take place.
So there's no hope or dream of being a part of Thursday night. Is there other? We'll just watch it from the outside in, right? That's it.
Really, yes, that's just it. I don't think they want to give up any draft capital or assets or players to get back into the first round. I don't see that happening. I would be surprised if it does. But having said that, Andrew Berry has been known for surprises, so you can't put anything past him at all. He's an aggressive talent acquirer, if that's a word. He's an aggressive drafter. He's an aggressive signer. And I think that will hold true on this weekend.
Mary Kay, could you see this team on draft day, especially later in the draft, trading picks for players during the draft? Or do you think that's something that either happens before a draft or after a draft?
You know, anything can happen. I don't really see a lot of player movement going on veteran player movement going on mm-hmm. over the weekend. I think they will be mostly focused on the draft and moving around in the draft a little bit here and there. We have tried to pin him down on the whole Greg Newsom issue and those rumors, and he has dismissed those. It seems I asked him point blank about having three really good starting caliber tackles, and he said that goes in the same category as you don't want to give those guys away. So I think they feel really good about their roster right now. And I think this is going to be sort of a supplemental draft to kind of beef up a few spots here and there.
All right, Mary Kay, I asked this question yesterday. I'd like your opinion on it. We've heard Andrew Berry say in the past that they approach every draft like they are an expansion team. And then we also heard him say over the last week that he'll be keyed in 10 picks away from, so at pick 44 for 54 if they should stay at 54. Your thoughts on both of those philosophies, keying in 10 before the actual pick and then having the mentality that you are an expansion team. Although I don't know how they can do that, but you tell me.
Well, it's an interesting way to go about the draft. It's definitely a very interesting approach, because if that were the case, then you would have to be starting with really super premium positions, I would think. And I don't know that they're going to go looking for a quarterback super high or anything like that. But it's an interesting philosophy, because you're basically saying, get that out of your mind, what we already have. We need the best players available in this draft, and we don't want to be thinking, oh, we already have Jerry Jeudy, we don't need another receiver, and then all of a sudden one of the best receivers for the next decade gets past you. So I really do think that it's a smart philosophy, and it's really an exercise in getting your brain trained to the best available player mindset. So I see the wisdom in that, absolutely, for sure. And then I talked so long, I forgot what the second part of the question was.
Oh, it was a two. It was getting, like, locking in 10 picks before the draft. Before your pick.
There you go.
10 picks before yours.
That's smart, because you don't know what's going to happen. When you, at number 44, you're going to know. If you have 15 players that you would be absolutely happy with at number 54 that are still left on the board, then you can afford to trade back a little bit and pick up some extra selections. So I think it's a really wise thing to do. It gives you an idea of whether you need to trade up, stay put, or trade back. So I think that's smart.
Mary Kay, I don't think this is any kind of an issue. I'm just kind of surprised it hasn't happened yet. Contract extensions for Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, especially after Kansas City extending Andy Reid and Brett Veach and their team president as well. You expect that to happen after the draft? I wouldn't imagine it's going to happen tomorrow.
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, I don't know if anybody in Kansas City thought that that was going to happen yesterday or yesterday evening or whatever the case was. So I think it can happen at any time. I don't think it really matters when. It's kind of a slow week, actually, until we get to Friday here. So, you know, maybe it will happen. Maybe they'll wait until afterwards. I'm not really sure. But what we do know is that they are coming, and it's not going to shake the universe when it happens.
And how long do you think the extension might be? I mean, Andy Reid and his gang got through 2029. I mean, that's pretty serious.
Yes, that is serious. I would think that maybe they'd go another 5 years with these guys. I mean, you want to show the faith and the commitment in them. So I don't think you'd go through that and just do 3 years or something like that. I'm not sure. We didn't have an opportunity, or we did not ask Jimmy the length, and he wouldn't have told us anyways, the length of the looming extensions. But I would think that you would probably go with another five.
Yeah, how do you think Jimmy Haslam's grown since they've taken over the team in these kind of feelings about longevity with his coaches? Because, I mean, early on it was, let's pull the trigger, move on. Now, I mean, he definitely seems to have he seems comfortable with the guy who's in charge now, but I think isn't it more about the team, his management team, than it is maybe about the head coach compared to when he first started and took over the franchise?
Well, I think you have to get it right, or you have to keep moving on. If you have the two-time NFL Coach of the Year in the last 4 years, you don't have to move on because you got it right. If you are losing game after game after game for whatever reason, then you have to continue to move on. And, of course, having a good quarterback is going to help going forward. You know, they believe that they have their quarterback, so that will help matters. But for the most part, I think that they feel very, very good about the team, like you said, that they have in place with Andrew, with Kevin, with Paul DePodesta. And so far, it's working. So by all means, he can afford to do the thing he's needed to do all along, and that is have stability in the organization.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us, plaindealercleveland.com. It's really early. We don't know a whole lot about him and the fit here yet, Mary Kay. But what have your early impressions been about Jameis Winston and how it might fit for him here and fit for the Browns with him here?
Well, I think so far he has established himself as a very vocal leader, someone that players will gravitate to, that they are already gravitating to. Someone that these guys can rely on for a lot of different things, for a confidence boost, for, you know, maybe some spiritual guidance, perhaps. You know, he's really gotten big into that whole aspect of himself. And I think that he's going to have an impact in that way and in many other ways as well. Again, they don't have a ton of vocal leaders on the team, and he is certainly one of them. I think it was something that was necessary.
All right, give me your priority list for position in the draft. So, you know, tell me where you think they most needed to maybe fill in the blank after that. I know it looks rock solid on paper right now, but this is still a team that gave up, 45 points in their playoff game. So there's work to be done.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yeah, again, since they don't draft for need, it's just sort of an exercise in, you know, people throwing out there what they would like to see them do.
That's exactly right. Mary Kay, what do you think you would do if you were them?
So basically that's it. I mean, I like the receiving class. I think it's a very, very strong receiving class. So I would probably try to go receiver at number 54. Then I'd probably come back with a pass rushing defensive lineman at 85. I would try to trade up into the fourth round or back into the fourth round if possible, because you have too big of a gap between the third round and the fifth round when you pick again at 156. So I would probably try to squeeze another draft pick in there somehow. I think they could use a tight end to complement David Njoku and the others. And I do think that they need that backup quarterback, the third quarterback, and that maybe they should be looking at seriously at a Joe Milton from Tennessee or someone like that.
The wide receiver thought, Mary Kay, you and I have been on the same page for a long time on that. Does that get even more magnified? And I'm curious as to your thoughts on this and what they might do with Amari going into the final year of his contract, and Elijah Moore as well, who, though I don't think you can say that hasn't worked, you wonder if there's going to be a big investment there after they made the investment in Jerry Jeudy. What do you think happens with Moore and Cooper?
Well, Andrew almost made it sound at the owners' meetings like he was interested in extending Amari before too long. So we'll have to keep an eye on that and see how that goes. I think that would be a smart thing to do. He doesn't really show any signs of slowing down. He's so good. I think he's exceeded expectations here, and he's been phenomenal. So I think that's something to strongly consider. Elijah, I think they want to see what Elijah can do a little bit with Deshaun Watson being healthy. So I think that maybe that's one where they could wait a little bit and see how the beginning of the season goes. Sometimes you start to think about these extensions once you get closer to the trade deadline. So that could be a situation there. And then, I don't think that Jerry Jeudy's extension precludes extensions for the other guys. But, I don't know if anything is imminent.
All right, Mary Kay, we'll be looking for your draft coverage, plaindealercleveland.com, over the next couple of days. We always appreciate your time. Thank you for your insight. Wide receiver, defensive lineman, tight end, backup QB, right?
Sounds good to me.
All right, that's your priority list. At least that's what I think you said. So, Mary Kay, thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary Kay.
We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Thank you, guys.
She is Mary Kay Cabot. Make sure you read her every day, Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.